This is a perfect next guest to have in on a day that we announced that Madison, Wisconsin ranked number 2 as the best city for giving and caring about their neighbors and their community.
We have someone in here who has a project. It's very near and dear to my heart, something I absolutely love. We've got Kyle, the president of the Portage Family Skate Park Project.
You got it.
Yeah. So tell us what's going on in Portage and what it is that you've done and you're trying to do.
Well, what we have going on right now is the push for the 2020 Phase 2 addition. The Phase 2 addition is about 5,700 square feet. This is going to allow those skateboarders, those people that come down to our park, to have that open space to get their skill set and bring it up a little bit more. We do classes right now, so we want those intermediate classes to start, and we want them to start here in spring, pushing to summer. We provide all the pads, all the gear. Basically, right now, all donations double thanks to an old school teacher of mine. I mean, what better way to give than right now with all donations doubling? And just a little shout out to this anonymous donor as well. All donations are going to triple up to $3,500.
Wow.
We found that out 2 weeks ago. So we have a golden opportunity to raise this money before March of 2020 and start building as soon as possible.
Is this so important for the youth of tomorrow?
Well, the youth of tomorrow, the problem is they're not seeing things that are staying with them. You know, you have your electronics, you have your you have your social media and everything like that. It just seems so fast-paced. Well, having a physical structure like that in your backyard that serves all of Columbia County and Dane, they're seeing it every day. And they get to see people that they would never see on a day-to-day basis as well. So they're meeting new friends. They're, you know, it's a longevity thing that we're looking for right now. You know,
something I love about the skate community is that it doesn't matter if you're black, white, doesn't matter what gender you are. There to skate, keep your scooters at home. If you're there to skate, that is really all that matters. And as someone who grew up in Belleville, we didn't have anywhere to go skate. They were nice enough to let us use the library, the parking lot, the nice blacktop behind the library. But something I think a lot of people don't realize is skateboarding is still illegal on city streets. You are not allowed to ride a skateboard down a sidewalk. We used to back in the day in Indianapolis, you have to run from the cops.
Yep.
And they'll take your board. In Madison, I remember seeing people skate on State Street. The cops don't really harass so much, but they will shoo you away. And having a place where you can go and skate is really, really important. And like you said, you're getting outside.
You're exactly right. Getting that exercise, that physical exercise, is near and dear to me. You know, when I was injured, a lot of the time what happened was I found myself just plopped up on the couch, not doing anything, not exercising. When the time came for me to get outside, the first thing I thought about doing was that physical momentum, that exercise, that just getting my skateboard and just pushing along. You know, riding a bike is one thing. You can do it on trails and so on. But having that skateboard and having a facility to go to, it means the world to so many. And you don't even have to skateboard. Goodyear Park has a splash pad during the winter time as well. What we do is we put sandbags down, we tarp it, and we make an ice rink down there.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, you don't have to worry about going to the local pond and falling through.
Yep.
I mean, this is really a central hub just for people to gather and have a good time. And it's free recreation. You know, as a single dad of 2, it gets harder and harder for me to put my children into the recreational sports. It's expensive.
Yes.
Skateboarding, it's not as expensive as you think.
One thing about skateboarding, too, is you don't need a team to do it.
You got it.
You can do this by yourself, and it's affordable for a lot of folks. Not everyone can afford the pads for football and all that, and it's such a fun sport. You don't even need to be good at it. You just have to want to do it, and it's something that I love to do. I always say I'm an old guy out there cruising around, and I just love getting on my board and cruising around, and having a dedicated spot is important.
So, Kyle, like you said, everybody who donates today is going to triple, and that's what it's all about, helping out Portage Family Skate Park. Get your donation triple today by just texting SKATE to 608-321-1063 and see your donation triple. So your 20 bucks becomes 60.
Yeah, so SKATE. Woo-hoo! To go right to their website to make that donation. And it's a time of year to make a difference. And thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it.